Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Sunday, November the 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Well, we're now into the last week, the last days of the super, of the gospel's super marathon. So let's take a deep breath. And I'm feeling like, you know, we're not even going to need to sprint it out to the finish line. We're going to win at the pace of Jesus. How about that? So let's begin this day with consecration. We're getting ready to go to practice today. We're getting ready to go to church. And I'm headed over to Gillette Methodist this morning and getting our church dialed into the attitude, not the platitude, but the attitude of gratitude for Thanksgiving week. So, yeah, I'll start off by saying I'm thankful for you. So wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our entry today is entitled, How to Become a Friend of Jesus. We talked about yesterday, we closed out talking about Jesus calling us friends. And so we're going to dive a little deeper into that today. We're in John chapter 16 all day. Focus text verses 12 through 15. Hear now the word of the Lord. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The word of the Lord. I mean, don't tell me that Jesus is not talking to us now by the Spirit. That's exactly what this text is very explicitly saying. Well, now consider this. A little while and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while and you will see me. There was never going to be an easy way for Jesus to do this, to explain the eternal verities and incomprehensible mysteries of his presence in the midst of his absence to his disciples. I'm convinced it's why he spent the first 2 years, 11 months, and 27 days, give or take, working to develop them into the kind of people who were capable of friendship with God. It's no small thing becoming the kind of person who can be a friend of Jesus. This is what discipleship is all about, embracing our adoption as sons and daughters, growing to trust in God as our good Father, being trained to imitate Jesus in the humble way of a servant, and learning to walk in friendship with Jesus in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. This is the outline of what I'm calling the threefold movement of discipleship to Jesus. It is as comprehensive as it is simple, and yet it inspires a million questions like these. So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this he says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father?" That's so good, they're asking each other. This is what the disciples of Jesus do. They put down pretense, confess their ignorance, and ask one another questions in order to grow in their faith and understanding. So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while?" Good question. Maybe the biggest insight to be had here is this one. We cannot hope to become the friends of Jesus apart from becoming the friends of one another. It takes the context of real friendship to lay aside our need to know it all and to be right and to be someone other than who we really are. Only friends can make this admission to one another. And here it is. This is what they said, 18. "We do not know what he is talking about." Let's pray. Abba, Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who trains us as servants and transforms us as friends. Give us the humility to be honest about what we don't understand, and the courage to ask each other. Teach us the way of walking in friendship with a few others, that we might grow together as disciples in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Journal prompts today. So, where do you find yourself in this discipleship journey? Are you, one, trusting, learning to trust the good Father? Really rising and claiming that identity as a son or a daughter of Abba Father? That's what the Spirit cries out in us. Or, number two, are you learning to imitate Jesus, the servant? Think back to that foot washing and just that granular detail of watching the movement of love, supernatural love in the ordinary ground level service. And then number three, are you learning, are you walking in friendship with Jesus in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit? I feel like that's where I am. I'm learning that still. Like really walking moment by moment in friendship, like checking in, talking, conversing, listening, asking, speaking dynamically, right? Jesus is not an idea. He's not an ethic. He's a person, and he's real. And he's with us, and he wants to relate to us dynamically. I'm learning that. Last question, or three, what kind of people must we become to enjoy friendship with Jesus and with one another? And why is it hard for us to admit to one another that we do not understand? That question in verse 18. We do not know what he's talking about. Man, there's lots more to say today. We got to get to church. We got to get ready for practice so we can win the game again this week. I always say, right, if you want to win the week, you got to win Sunday. You want to win Sunday, you got to go to practice. That's where we meet up with the people of God, get back in the shape of the cross, exchange peace with each other, work through rifts, maybe in broken relationships, just reset as a family, even at home. We're going to sing, we've sung this one before on this journey, but it fits today. What a friend we have in Jesus. That's number 116 in our hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise, our seedbed hymnal, 116. Three verses, and like I said, I'm working to get Dad back out here in the seed house to sing our way to the finish line this week. So anyway, you ready? I'm going to let you out of class a little bit early this morning. 116. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Last verse. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Yes. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou will find a solace there. Amen. That's a move, that song. What a friend we have in Jesus. I just wonder if you'll go to the next place in that friendship. You know, that could be the great fruit of this entire journey through the 89 chapters of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That we would really grow in our level of dynamic daily friendship with Jesus. It's kind of like we've learned a lot, we've seen a lot, we've beheld a lot. But at the end of the day, what if we just became friends with Him? I think you know what I'm talking about. We all believe at various levels. We all have faith. But what's it all for? Is it just to kind of get us through? Is it just so that we can cope with our life? What if it's so we can walk out the friendship with Jesus with others all day, every day? Walking with Him, walking with you. That's what we're doing here in the mornings. We're friends. We're waking up. We're growing up. And we're showing up in our lives in our families, in our work, at our churches, in the community. Just start telling them today, Jesus, I want to be a better friend to you. We sing, what a friend I have in Jesus, but I want you to hear Jesus singing. What a friend I have in John David. What a friend I have in Regina. What a friend I have in Linda. What a friend I have in Robert. What if he were singing that one? I think he wants to. I think he does. Let's see if we can hear it. And let's see if we can, you know, I guess that's one of the other massive learnings. Jesus is not religion. I mean, Christianity, I guess you could say, is a religion. I don't like that. I mean, and religion's not a bad word, but I think you know what I'm drawing a contrast with, right? Real life. Religion so often just substitutes for faith. Some people will take issue with me on that, and that's okay. I think if you'll try to hear what I'm saying, you'll bear with me. Jesus is not religion. Jesus is life. So let's go with him. Let's grow that friendship. All right. Guys, I'll be looking for you at the house today. If you don't have a church, come see us in Gillette. Come to go to Facebook, look for Gillette Methodist Church. Go to YouTube, Gillette Methodist Church. We love to have you. And I'll see you at the house for the awakening. I'm J.D. Watt.